Dutch firebrand lawmaker Geert Wilders has appeared in court for the first public hearing in a hate speech prosecution that is seen as testing the limits of freedom of expression in the Netherlands. Stefan Bos reports that the extensively watched trial comes while anti-immigrant sentiment is rising in both Belgium and the rest of Europe.
A pre-trial hearing at a tightly guarded courtroom on the edge of Amsterdam's Schiphol Airport began with Geert Wilders' anti-Islam Freedom Party leading opinion polls a year ahead of Dutch parliamentary elections. The case against Wilders, who was acquitted in 2011 of insulting Islam, centers on comments he made before and after local elections 2 years ago. At one party rally in the city of The Hague, he asked supporters,
"Dus ik vraag aan jullie.
Do you want more or fewer Moroccans in this city and the country?" His supporters replied. Fewer, fewer, fewer. That's why Wilders pledged we'll take care of it.
Dan gaan we dat regelen.
Fast forward, prosecutor Wouter Bos said the case pits two key pillars of the Dutch constitution against one another. A ban on discrimination and the right to freedom of expression. He says the aim of this prosecution is to tackle racism and discrimination, adding that nobody is above the law, including a politician. However, Wilders' defense lawyer Geert-Jan Knoops argued that a statement was put out of context and said the freedom of expression was, in his words, the last freedom Mr. Wilders has left. The lawmaker has lived with around-the-clock protection for more than a decade because of repeated death threats. He wears a bulletproof jacket wherever he goes. Several experts asked to testify to explain Wilders' comments declined to participate in the case, citing security and career concerns. Adding to the controversy was Knoops demanding an investigation into how a draft copy of his opening statement was obtained by a Dutch newspaper, which published parts of it Friday. He urged the court to delay the case until such an investigation is completed. Knoops called the incident an attack on this case, an attack on Mr. Wilders' freedom to defend himself and freely communicate with his defense team. Amid the turmoil, Wilders appeared relaxed as he entered the courtroom, pulling out his mobile phone to snap a picture of press photographers taking his picture before the case got underway. Police confirmed they detained six far-right protesters after discovering knives and pepper spray in their cars. Some 100 protesters of the anti-immigrant Pegida group demonstrated outside the court building in support of Wilders, one of them wearing a t-shirt and jacket emblazoned with the text, "Wilders for President." The Netherlands, a constitutional monarchy, does not have a president, and supporters fear he will not get a fair trial. Wilders' trial was scheduled to begin on October 31st. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.